Yeah, Mark was the only guy yesterday after the game, and he just had a little knee soreness. You know, he's been fighting through some things. You see how tough Mark is, and I think when you just look at the weather and some of the elements, it just bothered him a little bit more than it had. And I thought Corey Littleton did a great job stepping up in his absence, but we feel like Mark will be okay, and we'll kind of just evaluate him day to day as the week progresses, and we'll have updates, you know, more updates, I should say, on Wednesday.
The weather forecast in Nashville is for cold weather, maybe even some snow. So how do you think that might affect Mark, and how do you think it'll affect you guys just in general?
Yeah, I think it was good for us to be able to play in Seattle. You know, it was a little bit, you know, colder atmosphere than we're accustomed to out here, but I think it'll be a great opportunity for us to just continue to try to focus on some things as far as dealing with the atmosphere, the elements, if that's what it is, with the snow or just some of that cold weather. But I thought last week served us in a valuable way, where we'll be able to use that, you know, being able to move forward into this week against Tennessee. You always have to have some specific adjustments as far as some of your play calls and different things, especially from an offensive standpoint, and how that affects your ability to handle the ball. And a lot of times, especially in that weather, it feels like a rock, but it's something that, you know, guys will do a good job adjusting, just like they did yesterday.
With Littleton, he's been able to get a lot of practice time based on the way you're resting Mark. How much do you think that helped him in terms of playing in that game?
I think it helps a lot. And, you know, you look at Corey, he's been such a key contributor on special teams the last couple years. But when he's gotten his opportunities, Corey's a really good football player, and just finding different ways to get him involved. I know we've created some different personnel groupings throughout the course of the year just to get him on the field. But you see his speed show up, you know, great recognition ability, makes a great play kind of on a little boot that they ran where Graham comes across the formation and tackles it for -1 yard. And, you know, Corey's just stepped up, but I do think that definitely helps him out, Miles, when he's able to get a lot of those looks and reps during the course of the week. And it's a great credit to, you know, Coach Barry and Coach Shula having those guys ready to go, and Corey stepped up and did a great job.
I know it's kind of an obvious question, but the defense's ability to force those turnovers on the first drive, I mean, how big is that for an offense, one? And two, does that factor in at all when you decide to defer and put them on the field?
Yeah, it's been incredible, Rich. I think when you look at 7 times they've forced, you know, turnovers on that opening series, and I think you talk about starting fast and getting some momentum. I thought our kickoff coverage unit did a great job, and then it's a third down, and LaMarcus Joyner does a great job forcing that fumble, and you know, you look at our ability to recover that, and then for the offense to be able to go out and then turn it to points, you'd like touchdowns. But it definitely does factor in, and I think you always want to try to kind of have that approach where you can maybe get another possession if you defer. But the way that our defense has started out games this year definitely leaves you feeling confident, and then you like the ability of being able to receive the ball out of the second half offensively.
Sean, you say, you know, it's just 1 of 16. That's kind of been your approach. But this week, there is something tangible that can be won.
Sure.
If you guys win. So do you talk about that at all with your players? What's out there to win?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think the one thing, Gary, is we certainly have a respect for every single week and that it does mean one. But, you know, as the season progresses, into the players' credit with what they've done, we're in a position to go try to win our division this week. And yesterday was a huge step in that direction, to be able to try to take a 2-game lead against a great team like Seattle, going in their place. But we don't shy away from what is at stake, but we do keep our same approach in terms of just kind of that weekly rhythm. But that's absolutely something you talk about. And Tennessee's, they're a very good football team. They've got a lot to play for, too. So we know that it's going to be a great opportunity for us to try to go win the division. And what you guarantee yourself there is a playoff spot, and you guarantee yourself a home playoff game, too. So if you're able to do those things, we know that it's going to be a tough challenge. But you definitely talk about what we can accomplish. And to the players' credit, like we've mentioned, to be able to even put themselves in a position to have this opportunity is an extremely positive and encouraging thing, and one that we're excited about.
Had you talked to them about that? I mean, had you set that goal at some point, you know, either making the playoffs or winning the division or both?
Yeah, you know, what we talk about, we kind of just set this kind of, we've broken, you heard us talk about it before, as we break the season up into quarters, and, you know, you just emphasize that, and I think it's, you know, those small milestones 1 week at a time, and if you do things, then you put yourself in a position to achieve this goal. But I think anytime you start out, everybody, all 32 teams have a goal of trying to win a world championship, but the only way you do that, or the way that you can ensure that you get in the bracket, is by being able to win your division. So to be able to do that is going to be a big step if we're able to accomplish that, but we know it certainly won't be easy.
From week one, where you put up a lot of points, where's this offense improved the most?
That's a good question. You know, I think it's just the maturity of our football team and really, you know, our players offensively. I think it's us getting more comfortable with kind of finding an identity. And I think you can start to see that show up where, as you get comfortable with your players, you have a better feel for what they do best. And that's what's most important for us as a coaching staff is to try to continue to accentuate those skill sets of our players. And I think we've got an identity with how we want to run the football, how we want to throw it in certain situations. And I think our guys are getting more and more comfortable and confident in our system. And I think you see it show up with their ability to execute. But we've got really good players. They're taking good care of the football. I think yesterday was a great example of team ball, especially offensively. When you look at the way that our offensive line controlled the line of scrimmage, guys were competing on the perimeter. Todd was really getting going, and I thought Jared did a great job managing the game as far as making good decisions when we did throw it. And you know, those guys did a really nice job.
How would you describe the offense? We think as a passing offense, obviously, other than Todd. I mean, is there a way to?
I think when you look at it, identity. You know, we're an offense that you want to try to marry the run with the pass, Chris, and kind of have your play actions, your movements, some of your different things. You always want to have kind of that illusion of complexity, but really you're trying to present plays that start out looking the same that are different. But I think we're finding our identity within the framework of some of the formations that you see consistently show up and some of the core plays, but you try to dress it up differently. But I think the player's ability to understand the concept, whether it be the run or the pass, has really helped their ability to execute at a high level, and I think it's shown up.
Back along the lines of you guys are playing for something tangible this weekend, do you have any idea where your 2015 NFC East championship hat or T-shirt is? Or
oh yeah, absolutely. That hat is in my house, and those are tough to get. You know, I think. You know, that's a special accomplishment to be able to win a division. To win games in this league is so hard, and you appreciate every single opportunity. And when you do win, you know, you certainly cherish that. But especially division championships and being a part of a couple of those in Washington is something that you truly cherish. And for us to have the opportunity to go compete and try to win an NFC West championship this weekend is something that I know our players will embrace the opportunity, and we're going to go try to see if we can seize the moment.
I think they're announcing Pro Bowl rosters tomorrow, or some of them, or all of them. I'm not sure. But does that – you have a number of guys who are going to be in consideration. Does that mean anything to you to have those guys recognized, or do you get a sense that it matters to the players?
Yeah, I think it does matter to the players. You know, I think any time – you know, the thing that you talk about that you really appreciate is that any time an individual gets recognized, it's a reflection of the unit that he's a part of. And we always talk about what a great team sport football is, but we've certainly had some great individual contributions to some of the success we've had to this point. But it is important. I think it's a great honor, especially when you look at how it's decided to the fans, the coaches, their peers. So, you know, earning that respect amongst your peers in this league, I think, is something that the players appreciate and value. And you want to see all your guys get in. But I think what the guys will understand is whoever it is that is fortunate enough to be elected to that, I know that those guys will be the first to tell you that it's a reflection of their teammates and the unit that they're a part of, where they've been able to have some of that individual success. But it's all about that unit, and I know that our guys feel that way as well.
Todd Gurley's performance throughout the season, including against the Seahawks, has a lot of people talking about him possibly as a most valuable player in the league candidate. Where do you think he fits in that picture?
I'm obviously going to be biased to Todd, but I think if you just look at it from a production standpoint, he's been as productive as any player. And, you know, he's got over 1,800 all-purpose yards, 17 touchdowns leading the league, over 630 yards receiving. You know, he has a great game yesterday. And but Todd will tell you, you know, that success he's had is a credit to his teammates. You look at the way guys compete in the run game for him. He certainly is a special player. But I think, you know, with Todd's success, that is a reflection of our offensive unit. But, you know, I think it's a great honor for him. I think he certainly has gotten himself into legitimate, you know, conversations with that just based on the production and what he's meant to our team. And, you know, like I said, don't want to make the same mistake twice. Sure, glad we gave him the ball a handful of times yesterday.
Hey, and you're in designing plays. I know you have Cromer on the line, and you have, you know, Matt, your offensive player. Think pass first. I mean, or what percentage would be, from your point of view, pass plays versus run plays?
Yeah, I think when you're in normal down and distances, you'd obviously like to have kind of a perfect balance and be able to do that to keep teams off balance. You know, I think you want to see your run-pass balance. But a lot of times what we do is predicated on the defensive look, you know, what we anticipate and kind of what they're taking away. So to say you want to have a perfect balance, I think it's more of the mindset is what do we feel like is the best way to attack the defense, whether it be through throwing the football or running it. But I can't say enough about our offensive coaches and the job that they've done putting these guys in position. You look at Aaron Kromer, you mentioned Matt LaFleur, Greg Olsen, what he's meant to that quarterback room, Eric Yarber and Zach Taylor with the receivers, Shane Waldron with the tight ends. So, you know, I could go on and on, but feel really fortunate to have such a great coaching staff, and, you know, it makes everybody's job a lot easier.
Sean, you've been getting a lot of love lately, and I guess for most of the year. Hey, Gary.
Except for when we don't give Todd the ball enough.
Right, yeah, except for that. You've been getting a lot of love for Coach of the Year honors. How does that make you feel?
I think, you know, just like anything else, this is a reflection of our entire coaching staff to even be in a position where we're winning football games in our team. And can't say enough about the coaching staff that we do have when you look at it. What great leaders that we have. You look at Wade Phillips and his staff, the defensive game plan they put together against a great quarterback, Russell Wilson, great system. Unbelievable job by them. John Fossil continues to demonstrate why he is a special, special teams coach, a great leader. You know, Tyrone McKenzie's done a great job. And then our offensive staff, like I just mentioned, you know, the game plan, their ability to communicate. And I think those guys giving clarity to our players, understanding, you know, how to put those guys in good situations and making sure that it's not what we know as coaches, but it's what the players know. And their ability to go play decisively, know what's expected of them, I think has been a key. And really a great coaching staff is the only reason why you even get a chance to go compete for a division championship this year. Great coaches, great players, and even be mentioned among those, because if you don't have the success, you know, you're not getting brought up in those types of, you know, conversations. But that's a credit to our whole entire team and our coaching staff.
I know you're kind of a football historian. Do you know who Bill Lehman is of the 1929 Frankfurt Yellow Jackets?
I do not know who that is.
He is the last coach younger than you to win 10 games. I don't have a question. I just wanted to tell you that.
I like it. There you go.
All right. So you guys are going to be flying home right about Christmas Eve, Christmas night, Christmas day, whatever. What's the best Christmas gift, you know, as a kid? What do you remember anything about Christmas? What was your best Christmas gift you ever got?
I'll never forget when I was a little kid, I wanted receiver gloves. Because I saw Jerry Rice. I was a huge Jerry Rice fan just growing up. And those receiver gloves, it goes to show you that I really don't have a life, you know. But that was something that I do remember. I wanted those receiver gloves bad when I was a little kid. But I think, you know, what would be a good Christmas gift for everybody is if we're able to come away with a win. And that would be a special thing for this team and for a lot of our players.
When you were quarterback, were you a glove wearing?
I wasn't no. That was before I had really played quarterback. I was kind of I hadn't even started playing football yet. I just knew that when my dad and I like to go play catch, hey, Jerry Rice wears some gloves, so why can't I have some gloves? So that was something that I do remember. One.
Did you get the gloves?
Oh yeah, got the gloves.
Were they Newmans?
We're very good. It was now that I see these Nikes and stuff like that, it was. I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but it was some cheap gloves my dad got me for Christmas.
Sean, Robert Quinn has been causing a lot of disruption of late. Have you seen him kind of find another gear? And if so, what would you attribute that to?
Yeah, he's done a great job, Alden. He's really playing good football lately. I think you just look at it, you know, the speed shows up. And he's had a lot of success against Seattle. I remember even just being in Washington watching games when you'd cross over and just watching the way that he pursues the football and the way that they were able to kind of slow, you know, some of these offenses down. But Robert, I think, you know, you just see the speed coming off the edge, his ability to finish. We always talk about that effort with burst, speed, and finish kind of being the three parts of our effort, and he's demonstrated that. But I think his get-off, you know, you see why he's a special pass rusher. And, you know, when you can just beat people with raw athleticism and good get-off, you know, that's been a big part of his success, and we're very pleased with Robert.
But are you seeing that come through more lately than you did at the start of the year?
I think he's played well pretty consistently throughout, but I think just the production, being able to finish. But he's affected and influenced the quarterback all year for the most part. But you're very happy for Robert seeing him finish those plays and come away with actually making the sacks.
How big was it just having Robert Woods back in the field yesterday?
It was big. You know, what he represents, I think both he and Connor, getting those guys back from a leadership perspective and just their ability to communicate and having been in big games was really important to us. And Robert does such a good job of kind of demonstrating what it looks like week in and week out. You see the consistency, I thought, with the opportunities that he had. He did a great job running sharp, crisp routes. You know, that's a good secondary where a lot of times they're playing their three deeps or man coverage principles. And oftentimes those corners on the outside are basically playing you in man, even if they call their three deep zone, but his ability to work edges on guys and then just do things the right way, even without the ball, I thought he showed up. You look at the play that Tavon has the around, go watch him on that. He blocks three people. And we joked about it that Roger on the long run that Todd had against Philadelphia, you know, he ended up blocking two people on the second play of the game last week. And Robert said, well, I see you get two, I'm going to go get three. He actually did a great job blocking the nickel. Then he comes off on Wagner and then gets another shot on Michael Bennett. So unbelievable play by a receiver right there. Talk about guys competing without the ball. And I think that demonstrates the football character of this team and especially Robert.
Sean, the Wednesday schedule, have you kind of been converted to thinking that that's the way to go?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's going to be the smarter approach. When you talk to Ted and Reggie and being able to lean on them for their perspective and advice, they think it's been the best approach. And certainly coming off a performance like that where I think we felt fresh. Guys looked fresh. I thought we played fast. We looked like a fast overall team yesterday. So as long as they continue to understand how important it is to just be locked in, great focus and concentration from a mental standpoint, we feel like that's going to be the best thing, and that's the approach we'll take this week again.